With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following a dismal February, the job market came roaring back last month. America's employers added 178,000 jobs. The unemployment rate ticked down a notch to 4.3%. Those job gains about three times what economists had been forecasting. At the Justice Department, the number two is now number one.
Its Attorney General Pam Bondi was one of President Trump's fiercest defenders, here clashing with House Judiciary Committee members in February.
You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
But now the president says she's out. She'd drawn scrutiny over her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and failed efforts to bring criminal cases against Trump's political adversaries. Bondi's deputy Todd Blanche is stepping in as acting attorney general, Ben Thomas, Washington.
War Secretary Hegseth has fired the Army's top uniformed officer, Chief of Staff General Randy George. Two other generals have also been sacked. So far, there's been no comment from the Pentagon or the White House to Iran state TV reports of a U.S. fighter pilot ejecting from the plane over southwest Iran. NASA's Artemis II astronauts have fired their engines. They are now blazing toward the moon.
I am so excited to be able to tell you that for the first time since 1972, during Apollo 17, human beings have left Earth orbit. With Artemis II's successful 5-minute and 50-second translunar injection burn this evening, our four crew members are now on their trajectory toward the moon.
NASA's Lori Glaze. No trading today on Wall Street, with the U.S. financial markets closed in observance of Good Friday. The market ended mixed in trading yesterday. This is SRN News. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is out with its Dirty Dozen list.
The annual rundown highlights digital businesses that the center accuses of profiting from online sexual exploitation. This year's Dirty Dozen includes such behemoths as Amazon, TikTok, and Android. NCSE spokesman Haley McNamara says, quote, "When social media executives knowingly allow predators to reach children, when digital platforms enable image-based sexual abuse to flourish, it is time for them to be called out and exposed." Michael Harrington reporting.
A local Tennessee library board has fired the county's top librarian for refusing to comply with its vote to move more than 100 LGBT books from the children's to the adult section. The Rutherford County Library Board voting 8-3 to remove Library System Director Luann James. She claimed that relocating the LGBT children's titles would violate her First Amendment rights and those of county residents. This is SRN News. Turns out, reports of the demise of the world's oldest living large animal are greatly exaggerated.
Jonathan, a 193-year-old Seychelles giant tortoise, is still alive on the island of St. Helena. News of his alleged passing spread rapidly on social media on April Fool's Day. An account falsely claiming to be by a veterinarian announced the tortoise's death and gathered nearly 2 million views. The real veterinarian later clarified it was a hoax aimed at soliciting crypto donations. Jonathan is listed by Guinness World Records as the oldest living land animal. Keith Peters reporting.
Amazon plans to impose a 3.5% fuel and logistics surcharge on third-party sellers doing business on its platform starting later in the month. This comes amid a recent spike in fuel prices, the fee to take effect April 17th. More details at SRNNews.com.